Tay on the 5-Drive Heritage Tour driven by Suzuki. And the other day, we went on a fuel economy challenge. We took a Suzuki Vitara Turbo. We took our beautiful Espresso that we're so fond of. It's been driving us around the country. And we took a Suzuki Swift Sport. BB, well, Jude had the pleasure of driving with Grant Hines, which is awesome. He's a Suzuki ambassador. He's a gamer. He recently got engaged. Nadi had the pleasure of driving with somebody really cool from Suzuki, Brendan Carpenter, which was an awesome experience. BB had the pleasure of driving with me. We drove together.
It was so fun. Like, it was like such a beautiful view, such a great ride, man.
We hit out Detoys Kloof in the Western Cape. So, you know, you got the option of either doing the Huguenot Tunnel or Detoys Kloof, which is, I think, I'm going to get this wrong, but I think it's the same Detoy family that, like, Peter Steph Detoy and them are from. I think they have some connection to the area. But either which way, there's, like, trout farming there, and it's wonderful and beautiful. And we came down the pass, and, Nadi, what was going on? We're going to hear from this, but what was happening in your car?
Oh, we were having so much fun. Brendan and I were driving the Suzuki Sport, bright, like, yellow. And he gave me a chance to drive as well, which was really exciting. So the car just felt amazing, like winding through these mountainous roads, and it was, oh my gosh, it was a breeze. I loved it.
We've got such beautiful roads in this country. Here's Nadia and Brendan Cuppett, a brand marketing manager at Suzuki, putting that thing in sport.
So does driving in neutral help if you're going down a hill?
That is a very good question. No, it doesn't help. What happens is when the engine is running in gear like it is at the moment, it's not actually injecting fuel the engine going. It's the rolling of the tires that keeps the engine and the pistons moving. So it's not actually injecting fuel. If I take my foot off the accelerator, even if you can see there, you'll see there's no, so if I put my foot down, you'll see there's a green bar.
Yeah.
But if I take my foot off, there's no green bar there.
Yeah.
So that means I'm not using any fuel at the moment if I take my foot off. So when I put the car in neutral, there's no resistance in the tires because the gears are disconnected. So there's no resistance in the tires, or the movement of the vehicle's drivetrain is not turning the engine. So in neutral, the computer needs to tell the engine to keep fueling to keep the engine running, otherwise the engine will stall. And that is actually that minute amount of petrol that it puts into the engine to keep it going is actually consuming fuel, because at the moment, and I can actually prove that concept by putting the vehicle into neutral now.
Yeah.
You'll see that green bar doesn't go fully away.
Yeah.
It's always there because it's injecting fuel to keep the engine running.
It doesn't work.
So all what's right. The second one?
The other one is, does it make a difference if you switch off the aircon?
Yes.
Does it?
It does. It does, 100%.
Oh, okay.
So that's a very good one. And what it does, it uses the engine to drive the pump, the aircon pump. So if the aircon is off, it doesn't add that labor to the engine.
Okay.
So whatever resistance you add to the engine, again, whether it's aircon or even sometimes things like power steering, if your vehicle doesn't have electronic power steering, it draws the energy from the engine. And obviously, the more energy it draws, the more it needs in order to fulfill the other task of like driving or propelling the vehicle.
Tune in 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays
for the 5-Drive Heritage Tour, driven by Suzuki.
Carpenter from Suzuki, who we've met a couple of times. He's on the breakfast show with me this morning. I was speaking to Dan, and we did an interview together like 2 weeks ago. He's an awesome guy, and it's been really cool to meet everyone at the team. It seems like they've got a good family vibe going on here at Suzuki, which we like as a show because we consider ourselves in the same way. And so I think it's been an awesome thing to be a part of that over the last little while, and perhaps we'll do it again. There's so much more of our country to see. We'd certainly love to. We'd love to, given the opportunity. We'll jump out onto the roads. We'll do traffic with Beeps, and then we'll get into what to watch with Nadia Roman.